This is a download from Unofficial Mills.
This is Radio 1's 6 weeks of summer.
6 weeks of summer.
Scott Mills from Mallorca.
This is my little barbecue. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Normally, we save this for Fridays, but in a break from tradition, just because it's a special occasion, let's do it. So, welcome to our first of the 6 weeks of summer, and we have chosen the beautiful island of Mallorca and the beautiful people who are here in Magaluf this afternoon. It is so hot here. I'm on a stage, kind of elevated above the gorgeous crowd in front of me. They were all out last night, weren't you? But they promised me they would be here this afternoon, and they've all turned up. To my left, hi there, girls. There are some lovelies frolicking in the water feature. Now, it's the kind of thing you only normally see in, like, in the Daily Star on page 3. You know the pictures you see with the girls kind of pouring water over each other? That's actually happening to the left of me. And to the right is the biggest barbecue you have ever seen. Meat ahoy. Sausages, burgers, the whole thing is there. Loads of people queuing up to the right of me, and an unpleasant vision to my left. Chappers, hi.
Hi. You all right?
Yeah, why are you?
No, I'm not. I'm battered.
Now,
I feel dreadful.
In another break from a tradition, last night I was the one that didn't go out on the lash, but Chopper really did.
You had a sensible meal, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I had a very sensible meal, and I was in bed at the time of about 1 a.m. So why not tell the listeners what you did?
I went out with our two competition winners down there who got me drunk on jugs of cocktails, and I got in about 6:30 this morning.
So, and also we played BCM last night, which was hilarious.
Yeah, it was.
I felt like Pete Tong.
Did you?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
You didn't look like him. Or DJ like him.
This is our special Radio 1 6 weeks of summer barbecue. The first one, and we're in Magaluf. What a better place we can find. Whoa, it's hot. There are lots of scantily clad people in front of me on the terrace. Good morning. And now we're going to bring some of them onto the stage. You would have heard Rate My Listener on my afternoon show, where you back at home get to decide the hotness of our listeners. What we do is we put a picture up on the website and you decide whether they're minging, average, or indeed good morning. Special live edition now. This is Rate My Swimwear on Radio 1. Let's go over to Chappers. And first of all, we're going to meet the boys. We've got two boys and two girls. One of the girls that you see online has chickened out. We read her name out 5 times. Her name is Rama. I know she's still here now, so consider this as me making an example of you, Rama, okay? Because she's still in the crowd somewhere.
Her pictures. Oh, Rama's here.
Oh, right. Which one's not here then? Lauren. Sorry, Rama. Sorry. Oh. Lauren. Sorry. Boo for Lauren.
Boo for Lauren. Big boo. Her picture, Lauren's picture, is still on the website that you can vote on. Apparently.
But she just didn't come up on stage.
So don't vote
she chickened
for
out.
She's obviously a dog, so don't vote for her.
don't vote for her at all. Make her minging. Okay, let's meet the boys, first of all. Live on the stage at BCM. First of all, it's Paul from Bradford.
Paul, come here. Paul, how old are you?
18.
Where are your mates?
Over there.
Right. What kind of girl would you go for?
What kind of girl?
Or boy? I don't know.
Anything that breathes, really.
Really? Excellent. You sashay up and down here and work this crowd.
Yeah, Paul, he's working it.
Paul's wearing a lovely pair of flip-flops and keep walking and some blue shorts.
Paul, what about your hobbies and interests? What do you like to do in your spare time?
I don't know.
Okay.
What's your one wish in the world?
To touch Paris Hilton. Excellent.
She's here this weekend. She's at...
Can I have a go?
Well, she ain't here, but she's on Mallorca somewhere.
One more time, up and down the catwalk.
If you'd like to text Vote Paul, if you think Paul's the right person to win Rate My Swimwear, text Vote Paul to 81199 now.
He just moonwalked in flip-flop.
Amazing. Vote Paul, 81199, if you think he should be the winner of Rate My Swimwear. Next, it's Adrian from somewhere in South Wales.
Come on, Adrian.
He's being quite casual
Adrian,
about it.
Why are you shaking your head?
Sorry?
Why are you shaking your head?
This is, like, so embarrassing.
Well, you volunteered, didn't you?
Kind of, but I was pushed into it.
What kind of girl would you go for here today?
Brunette, petite.
Chappers.
Well, I'm just trying to find out a bit more about him. Right, I think... Would there be girls here who will do, Adrian? Yeah! Adrian, the catwalk's yours. Work it.
Oh, loving me so embarrassed. What was that you did?
He just clutched his butt cheek, guy. Go on, do one more, because they love you. Go on, one more. Go on, one more. Let's embarrass you.
You can see a picture of Adrian at Radio 1 Online. If you think Adrian is the hottest out of the lot of boys, then you text Vote Adrian to 81199. Which is your favourite? Vote Paul, 81199. Vote Adrian, 81199. We're going to meet the girls in a minute. Right, so you've met the boys. If you'd like to go and see how hot they are, you can vote for them. It's either Paul from Bradford or Adrian from South Wales. Vote Adrian or vote Paul to 81199. This is Rate My Swimwear. And now, let's meet the ladies. Starting with Ashley.
Ashley, come this way. Ashley, how old are you? Where are you from?
I'm from South Wales. I'm 17.
Right, and where are your friends?
Blair.
Right. Are you going to impress this crowd?
Yeah.
You got a boyfriend here?
No, he's at back home.
Oh, is he? Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Right, you work this crowd and impress them. Go!
Yeah. Ashley, everybody!
In denim hot pants and a black bikini top. Big cheer!
If you think Ashley should be the winner of today's special Rate My Swimwear Mallorca edition, vote Ashley to 81199. And now, let's meet, from London, Rama.
Come on, Rama.
Work it, baby.
Now, Rama, you're very nervous, aren't you? Rama's very nervous, so give her lots of support. Where are your friends?
Over there.
Now, what kind of man do you go for?
I've got a boyfriend, so none.
So none.
So none. Now you won't get the male support now, really. Everyone. Right, you work the stage and impress them.
Blimey. I'd also like to find out Rama's hobbies and interests.
Okay. Rama, come back here. What are your hobbies and interests?
Dancing.
What kind?
River dance! Woo!
River dance?
River dance? And I think you've just lost a lot of votes there.
So, if you think Rama should be the winner of Rate My Swimwear, go online.
Do a jig, go on.
And vote Rama, that's R-A-H-M-A, to 81199. So now you've met all our contestants, you can see the pictures at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Wherever you are in the UK, you decide who is the hot one. Vote Paul to 81199. Vote Adrian to 81199. If you think Rama should win, vote Rama to 81199. If you think Ashleen should win, vote Ashley to 81199. Go online, have a look. See some of our lovely hot people that we've got in Mallorca this afternoon. For your viewing pleasure at home at Radio 1 Online. We'll do the winner next. We normally do Rate My Listener, where you can have a look at somebody online, one of our listeners, and see what you think. I wanted to kind of bring you the flavour of the kind of gorgeous people that I can see in front of me. I'm like on this elevated stage and I'm looking down on the beautiful people who are at BCM on the terrace at Magaluf today.
Do you fancy all of them?
I fancy all of them. Good actual morning. But we could only choose four people. And thousands of you have voted online for who you think is the hottest, and we're about to find out the two winners, one boy and one girl, from the crowd here in Magaluf this afternoon.
These are the contestants. Welcome back on stage, Paul from Bradford. Adrian from South Wales. He's popular, isn't he?
Yeah, they love him.
Rama from London.
Yes.
And Ashley.
Okay, I've got the results.
Are you doing them in reverse order?
No, I'm just going to do the two winners.
All right. Oh, yeah, okay. All right.
Now, I hate to be all Kane thoughted about this, but it was so close to the top. There was only a quarter of a percent
really?
In it. Hang on, I'm hearing... No, there was only a tenth of a percent in it, I've just heard in my ear. But the winners are... Paul from Bradford and Rama off of London. Congratulations. You win a huge round of applause from the audience. And also, both of you win tickets to any gig on the Chappers and Dave World Tour of your choice.
Wow.
Thanks for joining in.
Have people been getting to know you a lot better, would you say?
I think so. I think we've quite bonded with the competition winners. Kaylee from Derby and her mates. Be honest, what do you really think of them?
Could have been worse, couldn't it?
Animals! It could have been a lot worse.
Not much, actually, but it could have been worse.
Now, there's a lot of rumour and speculation online... and also on Radio 1 over the past couple of days, since we arrived in Magaluf, kind of various reports, some of which aren't right, some of which are kind of half right, and some of which are very, very wrong.
Right.
So I'd like you to get the facts now, from a journalist's point of view. Here's Newsbeat's Andy Brown.
The scene is set. Sun, sea, sand, swimming pool, Scott Mills. 6 weeks of summer have arrived, along with Lisa, Laura, Tracy and competition winner Keely, who admits meeting Scott Mills for the first time was a bit...
weird, because we were sat downstairs listening to the radio and we could hear him, and then as we went upstairs and we seen him and we could still hear him, it was just so weird.
My name's Laura. It's a bit weird being sat next to him when you can see them and you can hear the voice. You just think the radio's on in the background. It was a bit surreal.
So, two weirds and a surreal so far, Scott. Maybe the girls are just a bit starstruck. Not according to Tracy, though.
I think I imagined Scott as being a bit fat. No offence, Scott.
I'm glad that I'm thinner and younger than they thought I was going to be. I think that's a compliment somewhere.
Now, we all know Scott likes a glass of wine or three, but Tracy says after his first sip of Liebfrau Milch on the cheap no-frills airline on the way out here... there was a bit of a scuffle.
One of the stewards got a thing about Scott and he didn't like him at all.
One of the cabin crew went off to serve somebody some drinks and left his newspaper on the seat that he was sitting in for some reason. And I picked it up to read it because he wasn't there. He came back and had a right go at me. Yeah, we didn't like him very much. He was Spanish.
But they all managed to arrive here in Magaluf eventually without too many more incidents. But on talking to Lisa, the real reason for the girls wanting to be here becomes clear.
There's a few other Radio 1 DJs here this weekend as well. Who else are you looking forward to seeing?
Westwood, mainly. Pat Sharp, hopefully, as well. So yeah.
Pat Sharp?
Yeah, I know.
He's not with us anymore. He doesn't for Radio 1.
He's not with you, but we want to see him as well.
So really, you're here on the false pretences that you've come to Magaluf because you want to see Pat Sharp?
No, we didn't know he was on, but we found out he was, so added bonus.
I don't think you can underestimate how much of an impact Pat Sharp has made on all of our lives. And, you know, I bow down and salute him because he is an actual legend, you know. No, I don't feel threatened by him at all. I mean, I'm not even in the same league.
So as the sun slowly sets on Magaluf, Chappers is in the bar, the girls are getting made up, Scott's having a face pack... the 6 weeks of summer continues.
Do you want to meet our competition winner then?
Yes, these are the people that came on holiday with us, won the chance to come on holiday with us.
Kaylee!
Friday.
Do you have to come here? Because I'm not coming over there. Now, you won on Thursday, so 48 hours later you're in Magaluf. How do you feel?
I feel fantastic.
Are you drunk?
I don't think I've sobered up from last night.
Yeah, well, that was your fault, wasn't it, really? That was your own fault.
You was trying to get us drunk.
I had nothing to do with me. You were plying me with drink.
Now, we had two very different evenings, didn't we?
Very different, yeah.
First of all, let's hear what happened to me And my evening, my first night in Magaluf last night.
Right, so now we're here, I thought maybe tonight we could have, like, quite a nice dinner in the hotel, because there's a really, really nice restaurant through there.
Yeah.
And there's some cabaret up there, so we could do that. Maybe have a bit of a dance, if you're up for that. Okay. What do you mean?
Go into Magaluf.
Well, I was thinking of staying around the hotel complex tonight, because there's quite a lot to do. And there's, like, there's another bar through there as well. There's the outdoor terrace bar, like I said, a few drinks maybe.
She is a lovely singer, but I think you need to go into Magaluf.
So that was my night. What? I just... It's like X Factor. I just wanted a quiet night, didn't I? But Chopper, you kept it real.
Oh, yeah, kept it real. Jug after jug after jug of cocktail.
Lager.
That's about all I can have.
No,
no, I'm not down.
No,
down. No, I can't.
Come on, we finished the other drinks.
I know, buy it off. Jug.
Stop trying to get us drunk. It's time to get us drunk.
Well, it's not very hard. It's not very hard.
Yeah, well, the obvious stuff. You should be at the meal. No.
You're the hero.
It was just a drunken noise. We had sex on the beach so many times.
Good morning. Now, you would have heard this on my show. It started off as an idea from Chappers, one of his many game show ideas. Yes.
Meal or no meal. Basically, five tins. Hang on. Are you blindfolded?
Hang on. I'll do it in a second.
All right. Five tins. Two have still got the labels on because we can't get them off because they're stuck on funny in Spain. But three are blank. You have no idea what's in them. All you've got to do is pick one, and as long as you don't get the dog food, you're still in. But one of them is dog food, so if you get the dog food, you have to eat it and you lose, all right?
It's a game of chance.
Yeah. So we meet who you're playing against, otherwise you're going to end up eating the dog food anyhow.
Okay.
Right, contestant number two, step this way, please. Come this way. No, no, this one. What's your name?
Jade.
Where are you from?
Charlie.
Have you ever eaten dog food before?
No.
So you'd quite like to avoid it?
I'm not bothered.
You're not bothered?
I've eaten it before.
Yeah, Scott's eating it, is it? You're an old hand, aren't you, eating dog food?
It's not as bad.
Yeah, Laura's eaten it about four times as well. Right, so you understand the rules. There are five tins. We're going to blindfold you. All you've got to do is pick one and try and avoid the dog food, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Laura, do you want a blindfolder? Do you want to go first, Scott?
I'd love to go first,
all right.
Chappers.
You definitely can't see.
No.
All right. You sure?
Yep.
You do look very stupid.
I can't see.
All right. Go on, then. Well, hang on. You've got to pick one.
Oh. That one. That's in, please.
Oh, right.
Oh, no. Don't. Please, don't.
Oh, it smells really funny.
Don't, please.
Here we go. Oops. Open wide. Oh, it's peas. You're still in the game. Jade, give me a hand. Got to pick one of these. That one. Oh.
If he fixes it, then tell me.
As if I would fix it, honestly. Do you really think I would fix it so you would eat dog food, Scott?
Yes.
Jade, open your mouth. Here we go. Big spoonful. Open wide. It's spaghetti, you're all right, you're still in. Although I've just dropped spaghetti down your nice white top, sorry about that. Right, Scott, yes. Three tins left.
That one.
Is that the one you're going for?
Yeah.
That's the one you're going for.
Yeah. What's going on?
Nothing. Oh. I wonder what it could be.
Oh, no.
They might be winding you up, though.
Don't, please. I feel rough.
Okay, open wide. Open wide.
I can smell it.
It's not the spaghetti in here as well. Open wide. Open wide. That's the dog food! Yeah! You alright?
Christ! We are back with Westwood at 9 o'clock. Thank you, Mallorca!
Radio 1.
6 weeks of summer.
6 weeks of summer.
Live from Mallorca with Scott Mills.